Well, excitement around the McCook area, no question, from McCook Community College softball and what they've done during the regular season, what they've done in the postseason, Range 9 tournament, trying to raise a little money for a trip down to Alabama, and we get a chance to talk to the one and only assistant coach, Kelsey Gillen, who loves these interviews. She just dies for them. She says, Rich, when are you going to talk to me again? I'm missing them. That's not really the truth, yeah. Is it?
Look forward to them every day.
Exactly right. Exactly. Well, we appreciate it, Kelsey, for doing this. And yes. First of all, man, as an assistant coach to Coach Mendenhall, wow, this has been fun for you. You have a little sister playing, and boy, it's been a ball, hasn't it?
It has been, yeah. It's been really fun. These girls have worked really hard this season, you know, and obviously it paid off, and it's shown. Just been really exciting, yeah, seeing them break these records and make another trip to the World Series.
Wow. I mean, you had a ball, I know, helping with the high school team, helping coach with that at times, and of course you got your summer work. You just can't get enough softball in your life, can you?
I can't, no, but it's pretty much year-round, so...
Exactly right.
I don't know what I would do otherwise, I guess. But.
I know it. Well, I know, coming off the Region 9 tournament, boy, you ran the table. And you had some battles. There were some close calls in there a little bit. Those teams weren't going to just lay down for you, but your kids, the girls, did what they had to do to get through. And to have it in your home field is big, wasn't it?
It was huge, and I can't thank the fans enough. I mean, having that home field advantage, and we had to bring in two extra bleachers just to be able to fit everybody, and I think there was still people standing. So it's just huge to be able to have that support from your community. Just helps give the girls that extra encouragement. Every game was a battle. Jeez, we battled every single game, and like you said, everybody wanted to, you know, go to the World Series, so nobody was just going to fold and let one team just have it easy. So yeah, we battled every single game and came out on top.
Now, again, you haven't found out yet, though. Those pairings for the national tournament don't come out until next week, is that right?
Yeah, next Tuesday is when those come out, so we won't know for sure times or anything or opponents till then. But
are you kind of glad that you have a little bit of a break until the national tournament? Or sometimes, it takes so much time off, you're still going to practice, no question. But sometimes you maybe lose that momentum a little bit. But in this case, you're kind of, hey, we can use this time for rest. We'll have a camp, and this time off, it'll do us some good.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of tough to go that long without playing. So we're going to try and make some practices, game-like experiences. But it will be good for the girls to have a little bit of time to, let their bodies rest a little bit and hopefully rejuvenate us and get us ready for the World Series.
Now on Wednesday, May the 20th, they're going to be having a softball camp. All ages are welcome. That's coming up again Wednesday. This is kind of a fundraiser to kind of help with some of the expenses, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. So Wednesday the 20th, it'll be at 5:00, 5 to 7:15 here at the JC Sports Complex. It'll be, like you said, welcome to all ages. You'll just register and pay at the gate day of. It's just something for our girls to kind of give back to the community and, give back to those young girls that look up to them and want to be like them someday. So it's just kind of fun to, those little girls look up to, like I said, these big girls, and just kind of fun to let them kind of give some instructions and teach them the game of softball.
And do some drills, bring the gloves out, some fielding skills, maybe some hitting a little bit. I think you're going about, two and a half hours or so. Just kind of a little skills kind of camp, correct?
Yep. It'll be like a basic fundamental camp. So, like you said, yeah, bring softball gloves, a bat if you have it, cleats if you have those. We'll just go over the basic fundamentals of all things softball and hopefully get some good reps out of it. So,
and a chance just for those girls just to talk to the college girls. I mean, that's more times than I just sitting there having a little conversation talking about softball is a lot of fun for those little girls, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Like I said, they look up to these girls. And so just being able to interact with them, they really enjoy that too. So, yeah, just a good time to come out and learn some softball and get to know our girls.
Any pre-registration or just pay right there when you get there?
Yeah, we'll have like a sign-off sheet that the parents will need to sign to register at the gate. But yeah, nothing pre ahead of time, just at the gate, everything is.
That'll be a lot of fun. In the meantime, you guys, are going practicing pretty much every day, just trying to fine tune some stuff, keep in shape and everything as you get ready for that road trip to Alabama.
Exactly. Yep. Like you said, yep. Just fine tuning things, keeping our reps alive. Just trying to mimic as much game like as we can to keep that intensity. But yeah.
And of course, if you think Kelsey's softball is done after the college World Series, no, she is going to have this Rebels 16 and 18 year olds, the older kids, and you're going to get that schedule going up. I take it more in the month of June, aren't you?
Yeah, so they'll start actually the weekend that we're down in Alabama. So they'll be in Wyoming, and so we have a couple parents that are going to step forward and kind of lead them that weekend while I'm away. But after that, it'll pretty much be every weekend for them.
You got a pretty full schedule for the summer, too?
For the most part, yeah. Yeah, we do. It's pretty much every weekend through at least July 4th. So,
great group of girls. Isn't it nice to, Brooklyn's your little sister, get a chance to watch her do some great things in high school. And boy, has she stepped in this year as a freshman and just didn't miss a beat, did she?
She didn't, yeah. And that's what we talk about. You know, it's fun to see these girls improve from like high school ball to college ball, where now it's everything year round is softball. And just to see their fundamentals improve, like they did well in high school, but they're just taking it to that next level in college here. So it's been fun to see them do that.
And I'm not just singling out Brickland, because a couple of other former Bison, Layson Keller and also Malia Hilker, on that roster as well. And you coach them in the high school, you coach them here in college, and it's good to have some local girls on the team, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Like I said, yeah, it's been fun to see them all progress and get better and work hard and all that they're doing, so...